Need business cards, brochures, checks, forms, envelopes? Then call or stop into Choice Printing at 414 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Besides office printing, they offer full-color banners and yard signs, along with screen-printed and embroidered apparel, including t-shirts, polos, jackets, bags, and more. And don't forget all the promotional items, including calendars, drinkware, pens, sticky notes, and more. Stop into 414 Walnut Street or give them a call at 712-243-6156.
KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 46 degrees. We look for scattered showers today and a high around 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An investigation into numerous complaints about vehicle and garage break-ins or thefts over the past couple of months in Red Oak has culminated in an arrest. Authorities say 19-year-old Nicholas Allen Foster of Red Oak was arrested last night on 14 counts of burglary in the third degree, vehicle-related, which are aggravated misdemeanors, and one felony count of third-degree burglary of a building. Foster was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Unrelated, Red Oak police said 57-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was cited into court for theft in the fifth degree for an item valued at less than $200, and that was Tuesday evening. The Cass County Community Foundation yesterday announced grants totaling $121,110 were awarded 28 nonprofit organizations and community projects as part of the spring 2020 grant cycle. Among the organizations receiving awards was the 309 Club for new carpet, $1,000. Anita Child Care Center, safety compliance and toy updates, they received $500. The Anita Health and Wellness Center received $6,000 for center cardio equipment, and the Anita Volunteer Fire Association received $5,000 for bunker gear. In Atlantic, the N.W. Wickman Child Care Development Center received $8,000 for building improvements and renovations. Atlantic Public Library, $3,000 for window shades. The Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise received $10,000 from the Cass County Community Foundation to replace depot windows. City of Anita, $6,000 for Project Playground. City of Griswold Community Building ADA-compliant door project received $2,000. In Cumberland, their youth fitness program received $2,000 for fitness center upgrades. The Hitchcock House Advisory Board received $4,000 from the CCCF for foundation wall repairs. Marney Fire and Rescue received $4,000 from the CCCF for replacing aging personal protective equipment. And Shift ATL received $3,000 for their shift building rehabilitation. Those are just some of the many organizations and nonprofits that received grant funds. You can see the entire list of the same story on our news page. And by the way, all the grantees met the criteria as Cass County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions, supporting community needs in the areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. And in Audubon County, they had a similar grant amount, $121,110, that were awarded to 8 Audubon County nonprofit organizations. They include the Audubon County Conservation Board, $7,000 for the playground project at the Littlefield Recreation Area. Audubon County Fair Board received $8,000 for the grandstand renovation, including sidewalk and fencing. Audubon Recreation Foundation received $52,110 from the Audubon County Community Foundation to make their front door accessible. The Xyra Community Club, Xyra Lions Club, Friendship Home Foundation, Gray Community Betterment Corporation, and a Children's Nest also received grants from the $110,000 pot from the Audubon County Community Foundation. A man from Cass County has pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud associated with the used vehicle odometer tampering. 52-year-old Larry Scott Folk, the owner of Second Street Repair in Atlantic, entered his plea February 21st in U.S. District Court. The original indictment handed down in June of last year charged Folk with 3 counts of wire fraud and 14 counts of odometer fraud. Folk faces a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison, a maximum fine of $250,000, and a term of supervised release for up to 3 years. His sentencing was set for July the 9th. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man on an attempted murder charge Tuesday morning after officers were called to the Sherwood Apartments for a report of shots fired. The call went out a little after 7:30 a.m. Tuesday. Officers arrived and found the suspect, 26-year-old Michael Cooter of Council Bluffs, laying in a creek bed near that location. The handgun he allegedly fired was recovered at the scene. Preliminary investigation determined that Cooter allegedly fired several rounds in an occupied vehicle, hitting it once. He then allegedly threatened to shoot another victim before that person left the area in their vehicle. The two victims of the incident were approached by Cooter by random, and they did not know him personally. Cooter was transported to a hospital for evaluation and placed on a police hold. When he's released, he'll be transported to the Pott County Jail and charged with attempted murder and harassment in the first degree. The incident remains under investigation. In our funeral announcements, Betty Jean Holtz, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Private family services for Betty Jean Holtz will be this morning at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Charlie McAfee, age 83, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Private services for Charlie McAfee will be held in the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Mark A. Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson will be held at a later date and at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Doug Robinson, age 72, of Shelby, died Sunday in Omaha. There are no services currently planned for Doug Robinson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Bob Henkelman, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bob Henkelman will be held at a later date with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Thomas McDonald Williams, age 70, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Thomas McDonald Williams will be held at a later date with Odie Funeral Home assisting the family. Betty J. Hansen, age 91, of Exira, died Friday in Omaha. Memorial services for Betty J. Hansen will be held at a later date at the Exira Lutheran Church, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of the arrangements. Larry D. Hansen, age 59, of Harlan, died Friday at the Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Private graveside services for Larry D. Hansen will be held at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Anita McMartin, age 81, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Anita Martin, McMartin, that is, will be held at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Frieda Faye Nielsen, age 84, of Harlan, died March the 19th. Celebration of life for Frieda Nielsen will be at a later date at the Salem Methodist Church in Defiance, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home assisting the family. And Roger Slotzhauer, age 71, a native of Messina, died March 18th in Missouri. Private family services for Roger Slotzhauer will be held with the Terrace Park Funeral Home of Kansas City, Missouri, in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.